We've talked a lot here on Talking Tech about Ring, the video doorbell, and Jamie Siminoff, the inventor with the billion-dollar idea. Now, Siminoff sold Ring a few weeks ago to Amazon for $1 billion, but the e-tailer was initially mum about its plans. Now Amazon has revealed what it will do with Ring, and I've got the scoop. Let me fill you in on today's episode of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Remember that the idea of the Ring doorbell is to have a device at your front door that connects to an app. The doorbell rings, you open your phone to see who's there. And that can be from anywhere. You don't have to be home to find out. I once answered the door from a waterfall in Oregon and let the FedEx gal know to leave the package with my neighbor. Now, Ring touts the doorbell as a safety precaution against burglars who prey on people not answering to start stealing stuff off their front porches. That's been Jamie Siminoff's message on his boxes, in TV ads, which he stars in, and in endless appearances on TV shopping channels. Now Amazon is running with that message as well and dropping the price of the basic unit from $199 to $99, because that's what Amazon does. It makes things very affordable to grow the market. Now, quote, "This is just the beginning," Amazon said. "We will continue to move quickly and work hard to empower customers with a suite of security solutions that provide an affordable, effective way to secure homes and neighborhoods." Amazon's relationship with Ring began when the company made a small investment in the firm. Through that, Ring developed an Alexa skill that allowed customers to use voice to view camera feeds directly from the Echo Show, which is the Alexa speaker with video, and Fire TV, the set-top box for watching online entertainment on television. Siminoff remains at Ring as CEO, and Amazon now offers the video doorbell and another service for curbing package theft, the Key Service, which charges $250 to give an Amazon rep keys to your front door to bring in the packages and a webcam to monitor the rep's footprints in your home. So let's see, what sounds better to me? Letting strangers come in the house or putting a doorbell with video in front of the home that might just stop package theft? Seems like a no-brainer to me. How about you? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.